Hello and welcome to the Kristanya.com podcast. I'm Kristanya Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm super glad you're here. This is episode number 20, and in this week's segment, we'll feature Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 20 Daily Inventory. So grab a pen and something to write on so we can jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 20, Daily Inventory. Principle 7, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life and to gain the power to follow His will. Step 10, we continue to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Scripture, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Now we've worked through the last six principles and nine steps, and we've learned how to live in reality out of denial. We've also done our best to make amends from our past. We have a sincere desire to live God's will, and all the while, we are deepening our relationships with God. God provides us very simple instruction on how to live His will in our life. In Matthew 22:37-39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is a call to action, an action that we are to follow. So let's look at the three steps or the three things we need to do to jump into action. There are three ways to put step 10 daily inventory into action. The first is on an ongoing basis, meaning if we have found out, or been told we were wrong, then we need to make an amends the moment that we realize that we were wrong. The second is the frequency. How often? Daily. Why wait? Offer an amends the moment that you realize one needs to be offered. Don't wait for your head to hit the pillow to make an amends with someone. The third is periodic. Maybe every 3 months, go away for a mini retreat. Set some time away, maybe a weekend, a couple of days, to be alone with God and ask Him to show you what still needs to be improved and celebrate the growth that you've made. The Bible gives us instructions on how to avoid, or I like to say how to amend-proof our lives. There are five scriptures that are beautiful in giving us simple instruction on how to do that. Proverbs 16:23 tells us, intelligent people think before they speak. What they say is more persuasive. Ephesians 4:29 tells us, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of our mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual growth of others. Proverbs 16:21 tells us, a wise, mature person is known for his understanding. The more pleasant his words, the more persuasive he is. Proverbs 12:25, a word of encouragement does wonders. And 1 Corinthians 13:1. If I had a gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them, and could speak in every language in all the earth and heaven, but did not love others, I would only be making noise. How profound is that? So let's dig into our lesson questions. What are some of the advantages of each of these three types of inventory in our recovery? How can they help us to be careful to not fall? Ongoing. For me, this creates a personal accountability and it evaluates my actions and behaviors on a regular basis. Daily helps me to be focused on treating others as I want to be treated. And periodically, be that monthly, quarterly, or annually, prevents me from getting off track and keeps me focused on successful behavior. Question 2, what do the following verses mean to you and how can they help you in this step? Verse 1, from a wise mind comes careful and persuasive speech. Proverbs 16:23. Well, it allows me to see it more as a mentor, coach, or leader instructing me with words of kindness, and in the worst of situations, being constructive and not destructive. Scripture 2, don't use bad language. Say only what is good and helpful to those you are talking to and what will give them blessings. Ephesians 4:29. This reminds me to constantly stay focused on adding value to others, using my words wisely, and always uplifting those so that they can see God through me. Third scripture, the wise man is known by his common sense, and a pleasant teacher is the best. Proverbs 16:21, speak with value, add instruction for all to hear. Scripture 4, anxious hearts are heavy, but a word of encouragement does wonders. Proverbs 12:23. This reminds me to constantly stay focused on lifting others up with my words, my actions, and my thoughts. Scripture 5. If I had a gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them, and could speak in every language there is in heaven and earth, but did not love others, I would only be making noise. 1 Corinthians 13:1. This one makes me laugh out loud, but is a constant reminder to always speak in love. Scripture 6. Watch with me and pray lest the tempter overpower you. For though the spirit is willing enough, the body is weak. Mark 14:38. This reminds me that I need to constantly stay focused on God's strength, not my own, because the only thing that can overpower my actions and my words and me being in a situation where I need to make an amends is God's strength and power. Our next question is, question 3, what is your daily action plan for step 10? I have got a designated time to read scripture in the morning with my devotion. I will constantly have Spirit 105.9 on in my car, keeping me focused on good and healthy thoughts. And then I have my prayer time scheduled for in the evening during my bath time. Question 4. What are the reoccurring events or issues that you are constantly needing to make amends for with your family? I am kind of excited to say there's really nothing that's constantly coming up with my family or my friends. I do have an issue with my patients. I have to really watch my focus. I have to watch my attitude. I have to watch becoming frustrated or becoming short, I should say, when I become frustrated. My shortness, sometimes it comes across as rude or impatient, and I really have to be careful with that and manage it properly. But everything else, I would say, is pretty much on check. Granted, there's always room for improvement, but that is going to conclude our questions for this week's lesson. But I am glad that you have joined me. I am glad that you're staying committed to the process. You will, if you haven't already, see and be blessed for the work you're putting in here. I am so very proud of you, and the journey really has just begun. Thanks for joining us today. That will conclude today's episode. Thanks for joining me. And remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless and take care.